Hi, Heidi. I'm going to read you a four-part story of the Three Little Pigs, written by Patricia Hsu. I'm going to start with a happy story. Once upon a time, there were four pigs. Oh, you thought there were three. Their names were Jidy, Pidy, Ninety, and Mighty. They all went to UCSD, where they were roommates. They all had weird feet quirks. Jidy loved the smell of stinky feet. Pidy loved sticking her feet into people's noses. Ninety loved using her feet more than her hands. And Mighty loved eating animal feet. They went to a church called Wave and got feedback for their weirdness, but they didn't care, and they decided to enlist for the army. All right, next part, sad story. Once upon a time, there were four pigs. Their names were Jidy, Pidy, Ninety, and Mighty. They were stationed in Iran, serving for the U.S. Army. Ninety and Mighty were best buds, always doing everything together. One day, both Ninety and Mighty were captured and became prisoners of war, where they were tortured and beaten for highly classified information. Ninety would remind Mighty to stay strong every day, but the beatings were too much to handle. Finally, on the last day, the Iran leaders saw that Mighty was no longer useful, held out a metal bat and handed it to Ninety. They told Ninety to finish Mighty off if she wanted to see her family again. Ninety throws down the bat in protest, but the Iranians pointed multiple guns to her head. Overwhelmed, Ninety picks up the bat and beats Mighty to death. Eventually, Ninety gets saved, but never becomes fully sane. She carries a lot of guilt and becomes mute, having random bursts of crash outs. After 2 long years later, Jidy and Pidy sit Ninety down and tell her to say what happened. Ninety breaks down and whispers, "I killed her." Okay, third story is the WTF Did I Just Read story. Once upon a time, there were three pigs. Their names were Jidy, Pidy, and Ninety, because Mighty just died. These three pigs were going on a trip to Taiwan. Before the flight, Jidy was really hungry, so she ate some Pizza Hut Alfredo and extra extra hot Cheetos. As the flight was taking off, Jidy started to feel a little nauseous, so she grabbed one of the throw-up bags provided by the airplane and threw up into the bag. There was a lot of turbulence, so she kept throwing up until the throw-up bag was getting full. Pidy and Ninety flagged down a flight attendant quickly to ask for another bag, and she told Jidy to suck it up until she came back with another bag. A couple minutes later, the flight attendant comes back with a bag, but sees Pidy, Ninety, and along with everyone around, passed out with throw up all over them. The flight attendant was confused because she saw that Jidy's used throw up bag was still half full. So she asked what happened. Jidy said, "Well, you told me to suck it up, so when you left, I drank back my throw up, but everyone around me saw this and got sick, so they threw up and passed out." Okay. Last story, crime story. Once upon a time, there were three pigs. Their names were Jidy, Pidy, and Ninety. Once they landed in Taiwan, Pidy had it with Jidy, so she devised a plan to kill her. The three pigs had planned a road trip to the mountains, and that was where Pidy was going to do it. But she knew Ninety would snitch, so she had to find a way to get rid of her as well. As they were driving up the mountains, Pidy pretended they were having car trouble, pulled over on the side of the road, and told Ninety to come out the car to help. As soon as Ninety turned the corner to the trunk, Pidy whacks her with a baseball bat, and thud, Ninety falls to the ground. Jidy wakes up from her nap to the commotion, steps out of the car, and bam, gets whacked as well. When Jaidi comes to her senses, she sees Paidi standing over her with a machete. Before she knew it, Paidi chops off Jaidi's hands and feet, carrying her to the edge of a cliff, and throws her over. Thinking Jaidi dies from impact, Paidi drives off, laughing to herself. Jaidi wakes up and sees that she is bleeding everywhere, but knows she needs to move fast in order to survive. She packs dirt into her little nubs, and armies cross her way onto the highway, where she flags down a passing car. The driver gets out of the car, is mortified at the sight, and then runs Jaidi over, confirming her death. The end. You're probably reading this as you're sleeping, so hope you have a good night. Good night. Love you.